Hey, what's up, y'all? Today on Fuck Outta Here on the Biz Killers Podcast. Yo, what up to y'all listening out there? Thanks for commenting. Thanks for liking. Thanks for subscribing if you did. That's kind of dope. I want to talk about rap today. Like, I want to talk about just the rap industry. Like, with the new youngins coming in, and then, you know what I'm saying? Like, with me, I just like good music. Is it a good song? Can you dance to it? Can you vibe to it? Can you relate to it? Is it a good song at all? Is there a reason why people are liking it? Like, but really, what does that shit even fucking matter anyway, at the end of the day? What does that shit matter? Like, if you don't like the music, don't listen to it. Like, there's TV shows I watch, and there's TV shows I don't watch. If I don't like it, I don't watch it. That's it. I don't complain about it. Even if I do, like, fucking like come across it, if I know I don't like a show, I just don't watch it. I don't even acknowledge it. Like, why? I don't understand why people hating on the young dudes coming in. They just making music, they having fun, they doing what they want to do. Like, just have fun with it. Make what you want to make. If people listen to it, they listen to it. If they don't, they don't. Like, if you're going to hate, that's your prerogative. And if you're going to criticize, because people got to understand, there is a difference. You could criticize something, but it doesn't really mean you're hating on it. Like, hating on things is like a safe way for certain people to say, like, oh, you don't like it, so you're talking bad about it, you're hating on it. Not necessarily true. Like, not everything is hate. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people use that like a crutch, and that has to stop. Just like I said, like, people hear certain things in a sentence, and then, like I heard Charlemagne say before, like, trigger words, that shit is factual. That shit is factual, yo. A person will hear something you say, and one fucking word out of that sentence, they'll pick and just, oh, you mean this, you mean that. Like, yo, that shit is true. But with rap, though, if you don't like a song, don't listen to it. If it's not your style, don't listen to it. I mean, if you're going to critique it, that's cool. Critique it. But at the end of the day, rappers, don't be sensitive to what motherfuckers say, because are people still buying your music? Are you still doing good? Then don't worry about it. Even if you ain't doing good, don't worry about it. Just keep doing you. That's it. Like, people got to learn words are just words. And we can't let words get to us. We can't give none of these words power by taking them away and by fucking, like, exiling people for fucking saying, oh, you're that type of person. Oh, that person curses too much. Like, yeah, those are all just words, man. Get off of that. Like, we give things power we shouldn't, is basically what I'm trying to say. We shouldn't give words power. We shouldn't give anything power. Anything that you try to take it, like you try to take away saying, like, certain words, like, oh, don't let the kids curse. Yeah, that's good. Don't let the kids curse. Kids shouldn't curse. They should get to a certain age, and then, like, maybe if they want to curse. But I don't see it. Like, we make it, like, what do you call that? We make it forbidden, and that's what makes them want to do it more. And that's how hate, to me, works. Hate is like, nobody wants to hear hate. But, you know what I'm saying? When it comes out, they're just like all shocked about, how can they say that? How can they say that about black girls' hair? How can he say that about, like, He likes natural women. Like, what the hell? Like, everybody just likes to complain about shit. Can we stop? Can we complain about something that's, like, valid? Something that's, like, really affecting us? Instead of complaining about if her hair is nappy or this guy said something to her because he's famous. How many dudes out there that are probably say nasty shit to women all the time? Sometimes we say shit in our head when we see a woman that we like, that's sexy to us or thing. Like, it's not like we're going to say it out in the open, but it's just words, people. Rappers, the audience listening, people in general out there, no matter what race, color, ethnicity you are, like, let's stop giving words power. And I bring it back to rap. All y'all little Uzis, all y'all XXXTentacion, if I said it right, like, whoever is out there that's new doing their thing, just do you, man. If niggas is hating on you, that means at least they're listening too. You know what I'm saying? They're paying attention too if they're hating. But don't let it get to you because it's just words. As long as you know you're doing what you're doing, that's all that matters. You're providing for your family. You're doing what you want to do. You're making money how you want. You doing basically the shit you like to do. And you love it. And you're making money. Keep doing it. Don't let nobody stop you. Don't let nobody that's hating on you make you feel different. I just like good music. If you come out with a good song, no matter what the rapper, what genre of music, if it's a dope song, I just like people who write dope music. Like music that could last forever. And I like music for the now. I like music in the moment. I like, basically, as long as it's a great song or a good song, like something I would like to listen to, like, especially at work, I listen to all types of music. But rap, just leave them little dudes alone and let them do them. You know what I'm saying? Find the music you like to find and support that instead of you're kind of like putting all your attention on the negative aspect by, like, well, not negative to you, but negative they feel to the rapper that you're talking about. And you could be putting that energy into rappers that you actually like, that you want to see big, that you want to support, that you want to make, you know, larger than life again. Or even new rappers that you know that are your style of rap. Support them. Stop putting that energy towards others. You know what I'm saying? Put that energy into the shit you like. And that's gonna make rap change. Is that people rather spend their time on stuff they don't like, on stuff they rather complain about, instead of stuff that they want to move forward, and they forget about helping the stuff they want to move forward. And I say that to say this. Support what you like. If you don't like something, ignore it. Simple and plain. Straight up and down. No going around that. So, y'all in rap, y'all rappers and the audience of rap, like, yo, just do y'all. But remember, while you're spending your time hating or critiquing something you don't like, you could be literally putting out content that will actually support stuff you like. You know what I'm saying? To me, that makes more sense. And speaking on that, there's definitely something. I was looking up on the internet. Oh, man. And it was like towards battle rap and shit. And I don't think they talk about it that much, like as much as they should. I think they should be talking like, and I'm talking about bloggers and stuff, even battle rappers that want their shit out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Talk about the shit. Talk about it. Talk about this like internet website, I'm gonna say. Or I don't know if they have an app, but they should. That would be dope. Get an app. And I know I ain't tell you what I'm talking about, but I'm trying to bring it in slow. But like, I like even follow them on Twitter and follow them wherever. Because if you really love battle rap, I think this is a great, great website to follow to really keep you in tune. Even if you don't like to watch like every battler, but to keep you in tune of what the battlers that you like are doing, or like places they're performing or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. And I just think it's kind of dope. Like that shit is ill. That shit is something that will keep you informed and keep you in the loop like crazy. And that's Verse Tracker. Shout out to Verse Tracker. No, I ain't sponsored. I don't got no sponsors. This is like I guess like other podcasters I heard say, this is like guerrilla podcasting in a way. But you know what I'm saying? But yo, they're good. Verse Tracker, they really on they shit. Like, if you want to stay in tune with battle rap, check that out. Make sure you, like, you know, log in, sign up, all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, stay in tune. Join their Twitter. I don't know if they got a Facebook. If they got a Facebook, do that. But you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people, we got phones. They're right in our hands. Look. And you never know what you might find on the internet. Something new and entertaining. Maybe I might be new and entertaining for you. Because I'm going to just talk about whatever. So, let's get back to other things that are going on the internet right now. A lot of stuff trending that I don't even understand. I do not understand. But that tax tone stuff is something I want to talk about. Like, I don't really know nothing about the situation, just what they put on internet. And, you know, if his lawyer wrote a letter, like it looks like in the letter that they shown online, it doesn't look like Tax Stone did, but I can see where people are saying that it looks like he got to be a part of that because maybe he told his lawyer, but it doesn't really say. And I think they got to be really specific when they say in a letter to like a judge. Like, I think it would say something like the defendant or the plaintiff, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I think it would say is saying blah, 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 you know, all that legal shit talk, whatever. But to me, man, we'll know if it is what it is. Like, I don't think it's a good look. Like, these days, I don't think anything's a good look. I think too much drama is out in the open. Like, it's entertaining, don't get me wrong. It's something to watch. It's what people click onto first. But I don't know. It's just, it's kind of sad in a way. Like, we prefer to watch the bad shit. But, you know, that's just how it is. And referring to the bad shit, dudes that are out there that are actually making money off their music, and anybody doing anything positive and still has negative around them, take that negative away, bro. Push that negative to the side. Especially if you're doing something positive and making money, I understand people push buttons, people try to test. But the best test is for you to not be an example. Filming. And so anybody out there, man, that's doing something good and you still got bad shit lingering around you, man, cut it off. Because there's the bad things around you want to continue to do bad around you. There are bad things that want to do good, just like you. And it's hard to tell, but sometimes you can see it. But we got to get it together. We got to start lifting up the people who want to be lifted up. And we got to start helping the people out around us, but that want to be helped, that also listen as much as they speak. Because you can't learn if you don't listen. I ain't trying to preach. I'm just trying to talk some real shit to y'all. And I just want y'all to understand. I say that to say this. Like, if you do have the homies around you, if you do have people in situations that you kind of like took them out of the situation to come roll with you to keep them safe in a way, like, you gotta like talk to the dudes around you. Talk to the dudes holding you down. Like, yo, what are you trying to accomplish in 5-10 years from now? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to, you know, learn something new and switch shit around? You know what I'm saying? And then something you could teach your other homies how to do to make money in a different way, to put them on. I mean, everybody got to do what they got to do. Everybody are sometimes put in situations where they have no choice. But learn anything and everything. Because that's what makes a smart person to me. A person that knows how to talk in big words, that's smart in a way. But to me, a person that kind of knows a lot of different things will be smart to a lot of people, including them, their own selves, when you know how to do a lot of different things. So always be a sponge. So you industry rappers, the new ones that are coming in, the Little Yachty's, the Uzi Vert, XXXTentacion, like, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like, all y'all new dudes out there, don't be mad if I don't mention you, because there is a lot. But all y'all out there, keep doing what y'all doing, man. Forget what people that are you consider hating around you are saying. Focus on you. Focus on what you like to do. Focus on your family. Focus on the friends around you. And put something in their ear and be like, yo, what y'all niggas trying to do? We can't do this shit forever. Like, I don't want to see y'all in situations where I can't see y'all. You feel me? Like, lift people up around you. Maybe some of your friends could be in different things of music or behind the scenes or whatever. Learn different stuff, but always know that you can't bring the hood mentality into every situation. You could use bits and pieces of it, but there's a lot of stuff having a hood mentality that you can't use in actual business. There's certain things, yes, but and then if you're looked at as hated, I think, in business, that's when people really, like, don't mess with you. And then it's harder for you to do business. I don't think you gotta like everybody and kiss people's ass in order to thing. I think you just gotta be you and give respect to get respect, but also make sure you get respect in return. Because don't just give it if you don't get it, but you also don't have to acknowledge it at the same time if you don't get it. Because what energy you put out in the world, you get back, sometimes worse. So just do you, rappers. And people that are hating, you're still gonna hate. So, or you're still gonna criticize. Whatever you feel you're doing, you're still gonna probably do it. But no, you could be putting that energy to something else, to something that you actually do like. You know, just think about that for a while. And, oh, let me talk about this, about battle rap. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I do want to see Tay Rock versus Hollow the Don. I want to see that shit. I want to see Tay Rock versus Hollow the Don. I think that might be cool, but I think if you look at it by, like, skills and what they do, and, like, if it was, like, a motherfucking, like, different techniques that they know, it looks like Hollow should just win this easily. But I think Tay Rock would really impress me if he came, like, as him, but showed that he can do a lot of different shit people thought he couldn't. That would be amazing. Like, for him to go back and forth with Hollow would be amazing. That would be an amazing on-time battle. Like, that's where Smack would have that energy back. You know what I'm saying? Smack, I like watching Smack. I'm watching every battle they put out, except, no, I'm not gonna say I'm watching every battle, because that would be a lie. I'm watching most of their like good battles, not the battles, not their like PGs all the time. But other than that, Smack is dope. There's where it's at. They have the best battlers in the world there. Their new class, I don't know, they gotta show me something. I like what Twerk is saying when somebody else tells me what Twerk says, if that makes any sense. I think I said that before, but when I heard motherfuckers on Angry Fan reciting back Twerk shit, I was like, damn, that shit was hard. Like, but when I was watching it on URL, I was like, yo, wait up, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. His yelling is too much. I think he needs to know when to give that energy, but also know to project in a way that people can understand you. You don't have to be over energetic. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta know how to, like, play that shit like it's a movie. Like most of the top tiers know how to do. They turn that shit into a movie moment. Like you're like, damn, like, I feel like I was watching a movie the way he was, because that's that shit. It's a bit of, like, battle rapping on the low. You have to have acting skills, or that has to be you. That has to be the natural you. Give people the natural you when you're in front of the people that you're most comfortable with, or when you're just by yourself. Like, you gotta give that people that type of you. Yourself. Or sometimes if you don't have that self, sometimes you gotta know how to portray that self. Like, cause some rappers and battle rappers, some of them are good actors. And they don't know it, but some of them are even good comedians, because all you gotta do is talk shit. If you're a comedian, you could come in a battle rap just talking shit and making everybody laugh, and you will have people fucking cracking, laughing on the floor, like, and they'll just win off of that. So, battle rap is just a war of words at the end of the day. You make a person look dumb, stupid, whatever. And I say that again to say this. Don't worry about the hate, people. Don't worry about that shit. Don't worry about anybody saying anything that you don't like. Because if you still popping, you still popping. But battle rap, come on. We need them matchups that's just random. We need them random matchups. Stop doing the popular against the popular. Put the popular against the unpopular. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's basically me saying put the popular against the bad guy that everybody hates. You gotta have them different types. I hate to say this, but y'all low-key made it into WWF. Y'all keep on saying that, and now it is. And now Smax is trying to take all the little, young, popular, new people. And no disrespect for how I'm saying shit. I'm just describing shit, all right? So, like, they're trying to lift up the little ones, but you need everyone. Like, look at it like this. Like, it's like in a WWE, you know, I'm gonna use it in a WWE. I'm gonna say it like it was WWE. All right, in WWE, Vince McMahon ain't taking his dopest top fucking legends and stars off yet if they're still popping, if they still pulling in and filling up buildings for his new upcoming stars. Because if you cancel all his top superstars out, WWF gets real boring with just the new stars that people are finding out if they really like them. Like, you know, like, all you have to do is mix it up. That no top tier shit or stop saying tiers. You don't have to stop saying that. That is, feed off of that. Don't hate something. Work with it. And what I mean by that is, like, put a top tier. Get to PG. Top tier versus PG. Top tier versus mid tier. Mid tier versus PG. PG versus, you know what I'm saying? Mid tier. Like, you know what I'm saying? Tag team PG versus tag team mid tier. Like, and then mix it up. Like, mix the shit up. Like, people gotta remember it's battle rap. Like, not battling because you're in the same squad is dumb. Because you're going to be different at different points of your career. A dope battle that I think would fucking kill it, that I think that would make on the low, that I don't even think people are going to agree with me now. Maybe in a year or two they'll agree with me. But I could see this battle going down and people think it would never happen because it already happened. But I think it would be a dope ass battle because the way that they rap now, the way that they come off now, the fucking energy they give off now, the fucking murdering they're doing now. And that's, you know, kill me if you want, but I don't know, man. I think this would be a dope ass battle on the low. Like, I think this battle would be low key fire will turn battle rap and give that energy that people are looking after, because, but they gotta both go in it like they're trying to kill each other. That's the whole different thing about it. Are they gonna go in like they're gonna kill each other? And I'm talking about the two people y'all probably gonna hate on me about, but I don't think so. I think this would work. And that's motherfucking K-Shine versus DNA part two. I think that would rock the building right now, the way they think. Because people are low-key sleeping on DNA, but still saying he's killing shit, which is whack. How you gonna say a nigga's killing shit, but low-key is boring, but he's killing shit, but you still watching it because he's still getting a lot of views? Explain that to me. And K-Shine is just out here doing his thing. Just had that battle with Rex, and I mean, I ain't watch it yet on YouTube. I mean, it ain't out yet, but yeah. All I know is if K-Shine and DNA go today or the next few months or in a year from now, I'm telling you, man, that battle is gonna be fuego. Fire, for y'all don't understand. Fucking, it's gonna fucking demolish buildings like that, yeah. And then all they have to do is be like, look, we gonna do this for the motherfucking rap battle fans. This will be the, yo, that will be ill, because as long as they go hard and they're trying to kill each other, it don't gotta be personal. They just gotta be creative. See, people, I think, that get personal with bars, that use personal bars, they don't have that much creativity when they just use too much personals. It shows you're not that creative, you know? Because you're just trying to, like, instead of, like, thinking of ill ways I could make them mad or ill ways I could diss them, they're thinking of them like, I'm just taking a, ooh, I should say this about him because that's, you know, that's going to make them get mad. Or I'm going to say this because, you know, like, nah, don't do that. Get creative in how you do shit. Creativity is the thing. Sometimes shock and awe is the thing. But let's get it together. Because I like what John and them is doing. I'm sorry to say it a lot. I don't want to hear y'all bullshit talking about them. Like, yo, I'm just talking some shit. I'm talking some real shit. When I watch a motherfucking battle on Bullpen, now, there's one I seen so far that I was like, it was okay. But I could see one dude in it getting better. And I was hitting him up on Twitter and shit. And I think he has potential. But the other dude he was battling, like, I don't think he was so great. But the other dude was okay. The other dude was definitely okay. And I think it's G-Lo, I think is his name. Yeah, Marlo Stanfield. G-Lo. Yeah, he has potential. He has something where, like, he can actually, he works on his shit and realize, yo, like, people gotta wanna be you, homie. Like, people gotta wanna look at you and be like, yo, that nigga nice, yo. You know, like, oh, I know a dude like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But just be you. But just know, I want every battle rapper to know this. Know that charisma and all that shit, and all that shit that makes Goods amazing at what he does, and certain shit that makes Charlie Clips on how he says shit amazing at what he does, and the energy that, like, K-Shine gives off in a battle, or the tough-ass way fucking Tay Rock says shit in the battle. Like, you don't have to take from another battle rapper. You just have to know how to say that shit with your chest, boy. Or say that shit in a way that's creative, that's like, oh, shit. Like, what this motherfucker just said? Like, and that's all it really is. Shout out to G-Lo. You know what I'm saying? Shout him out. I was making sure I got your name right, so people know who you are, how to find you. And he's on Twitter. Check him out. And, yo, check out URL. Check out Bullpen. If you don't, if you're somebody who don't watch his battle rap, check it out. Check out even Queen of the Ring. If you're a girl, if you're a guy who likes to watch girls battle and, you know, represent, like, spread the word around. Tell your friend that you know that likes rap might like battle rap. Like, I notice a lot of people don't know, and more people need to spread the word and get other audiences themselves in order to bring it to battle rap. And just know, keep on doing what you're doing, stay focused, and keep the haters to the side, because you don't need them. And even if they're not hating, but you feel they're hating, but they're just commenting on your shit or giving their opinion, don't let words bother you. They're just words. Are we not grown men? Or if you're a teenager, are you not inspiring to be a man? A grown man at that. And women, no need to be so thing with words either. And I'm going to say thing to be safe, because y'all women are freaking crazy. And really, I don't even really care what y'all say, or if y'all come at me all crazy, like y'all be going at other people for saying what they want to say. You don't have to listen. You don't have to agree. You don't even have to act like I exist. Wouldn't that be better for you? If I was that type of person. But I'm open-minded type of person. I like everybody as long as you like me. I'm cool with everyone. That's just the type of person I am. I don't got time for the bullshit. I don't got time for the talks behind back type stuff. That's high school. I don't got time. I don't even argue on YouTube. I just say shit on YouTube and people be like, oh, Miss Keller. Oh, man. Like, come on, dude. I'm just giving my opinion. You don't got to comment back to me if you see my opinion and you don't agree with it. It's just an opinion. That's all it is. Take it how you want it, but that's all it is. Now, shout out to everybody who's listening. Like, comment, subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with me, because we gonna talk about shit that needs to get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? So listen to me on iTunes at Abyss Killer Podcast, on Podomatic at Abyss Killer Podcast. You know what I'm saying? Listen to me on YouTube also. You know what I'm saying? I'll put in little snippets of videos now, and I'll put in full episodes too, but I'm gonna put the snippets on first. And you know what I'm saying, all y'all other podcasters that I watch, shout out to y'all. Shout out to Star in the Morning, because I'll be watching that. Shout out to and listening to that. Shout out to Drink Champs. I'll be watching that on YouTube and listening on fucking iTunes at work. And shout out to motherfucking Brilliant Idiots. I watched the same thing on them too, on YouTube and on iTunes. And shout out to who else? Shout out to Ice-T's podcast. I don't remember the name of it, but I do watch it. It's one of my favorite. Yeah, Ice-T Final Level podcast. And you know what I'm saying? Like, and I even watch another podcast called Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. I kind of like them two dudes, man. They kind of cool as hell. I think they're knowledgeable about the stuff they talk about. They try to find out more of the truth about what they're talking about, which is cool. And the Joe Rogan Experience, I rock with him. I think he's open-minded, like, and that's cool to listen to a person that looks at things in all different angles. I think that's dope. Angry Fans Radio as well. You know what I'm saying? I listen to them. They be having me rolling and mad at the same time. I ain't even gonna front. And Flip the Script podcast. That nigga is nuts. That nigga is crazy. That nigga needs some Ritalin or some fucking ADD medicine. Like, that nigga is out of control. But he's entertaining to watch. He seems like a cool ass dude. Shit, I used to have friends like him that, like, you probably be like, yo, nigga, calm down, relax, not that serious. And I even rock with PSA Radio too. I watch their shit too, online and on iTunes. So shout out to all y'all. Y'all motherfuckers all inspired me, and probably there's other podcasts too I watch that inspire me too. T to the motherfucking K's podcast also inspired me too. So, you know what I'm saying? All of y'all have a good day. Where I'm at is hot outside. I'm up in Jersey. I'm out. Jersey. Say that shit again. And y'all be cool. Y'all have a great day. And remember, you hear some bullshit and you know that shit is bullshit, or you think it's bullshit, or you want to give your opinion because you feel like it's bullshit, well, then tell them motherfuckers online, offline, in person, fuck out of here. And shout out to all y'all. Download my shit on iTunes at Abyss Killer Podcast. I'm out.